Sonic Erotica.
Well, I think for a while I didn't even expect I had a right to ask what I wanted, and mainly because I have a pretty insatiable sex drive anyway, but also not only can I have readily multiple orgasms, I squirt as well. And I think, I mean, when I first kind of realized that that was the case, and also there was a precedent for it, you know, thank God for the internet, because otherwise I would have been living in shame for God knows how long. I kind of thought, okay, that's cool, but at the same time, I can't readily just put, perhaps lay that on the table, especially when I was, you know, a bit younger, going out with, you know, just adolescent guys and that kind of stuff. Because at the same time, like, yeah, that's a niche interest thing on the internet, but at the same time, it's also not kind of the absolute stock standard thing you see. So it's a bit too real. As a result, my absolute desire to really push it to that point, I would just kind of keep that to myself. And, you know, masturbation was fantastic and I could kind of use that as my outlet, but I never actually allowed that just to be part of building intimacy with somebody, so it was missing for a long time. I'm going out with a guy now who's more experienced, and also he's kind of, I think he's had a couple, he's a bit kinky, and I think he's had a similar experience where he had to kind of push it under the carpet for a bit, and it's quite liberating now just to be with somebody who's kind of, more than anything, also, we've known each other for a long time, so I think there's a lot of trust there anyhow, and it's kind of like, well, I'll take anything that's part of this because I'm enjoying it anyway. And now it's just kind of like unbelievable, you know, no pun intended, but floodgates open, and now I can just ask for anything I want at the drop of a hat, and it's just kind of, it's there. And it's just, the momentum builds up. Like, I absolutely love being penetrated, like, any which way, and sometimes it kind of, we kind of shift in tempo between, like, being very tender and this kind of thing to being quite violent and that, but it's all kind of in this wonderful flux. And it's never one extreme or the other, that it's kind of like we're being sort of typified by it. And it's just really free and fantastic. And as a result, like, I lose track of the number of orgasms I have sometimes when I'm with him, and vice versa. He's 12 years older than me. And, you know, he's sort of been around for a threesome and all this kind of thing. So I assumed that he was the more sophisticated person sexually. And, like, I had, you know, youth on my side, so I had lots of energy, but that was about it. And I just thought, oh, it's a bit naff blindfolding, but at the same time, I just, like, to me, the idea of just not knowing where the cock's going to be next, I find really exciting. And so I was more of like a selfish kind of request. And turns out that he'd never done it before because he just never had found anybody who trusted him enough. And so I didn't actually realise that half the turn on for him was just knowing that I was that comfortable with him. He ended up kind of, I have lots of big collection of silk scarves and things, and so it was kind of very rudimentary in the way we did it, but it was just, you know, starfish on the bed and that. But then it was funny because the one on my face kept falling off, just because it was sort of, I don't know, it was rigorous enough, and by the end of it I ended up having like four scarves tied around my head because he was so keen just to keep me blindfolded. So I started masturbating from a pretty young age, like, not in a kind of like amazing technique with an amazing technique. It was just sort of fumbling around, just because I had a sex drive apparently from when I was quite young. Like, I felt turned on a lot, and I think, you know, I was another one of those people that was straddling the sofa at a certain age and all that kind of shit. But eventually I kind of worked out that, you know, I had a clitoris, and maybe that was a good shortcut to sort of like quenching desire. And it was just over time just kind of pushing my luck a little bit. But I was quite young, like, I think it would have been when I was probably when I was 11 or something, but 11, 12 and around that time, even though I was straddling the sofa before. And a lot of the time I kind of kept thinking I was doing something wrong, and so it used to stop me from really kind of obviously pushing it as far as I needed to go, because I was enjoying it, but I always felt like there was more and I could push it further, but then I thought, oh, what's wrong with me that I can keep going? I have to stop. And then I think once I was staying in a hotel with my mum, and I must have been like 13 or 14, and I have no idea quite why, and I just decided to go into the bathroom because my mum was reading a book and she was really jet-lagged, so she wasn't good company. So I went and amused myself in the bathroom, and I think maybe it was just because it was in a completely different surroundings and I was just away from home, even though I was very close to my mum. I just felt really liberated in that moment. And then, like, that was the first time I actually just pushed it past the point where I thought that, oh, maybe I should stop. And I ended up, like, you know, ejaculating a bit, and I freaked out because I was just kind of like, oh, I've wet myself. What the fuck have I done? Oh, God, I've fucked this up. Ah. And so I stopped for a while just because I assumed that I was maybe had a weak bladder or something. Like, I really had no idea. And then I think obviously that motivated a little bit more curiosity because it felt terrific. And I thought, well, it doesn't feel like that when I urinate usually, so what the fuck? And then, yeah, internet, doing a little bit of searching around the place. And I managed to find probably squirt.com or something like really obvious like that. And I always thought it was amazing. They were obviously like, it was all for their pleasure just because everybody just wanted to partake in the extreme of their pleasure. And so it would really just be like somebody, like hardcore, some dude fingering them to the G's. Fingering them to the, you know, and like, and really going for it to the point where they just exploded. And I always, and it was so liberating to realize that, okay, first of all, I'm not alone. And then second of all, a lot of people find this really, really intriguing. And so at that point, I had this moment where I thought, awesome. But then I started to actually just get into kind of like first couple relationships and that kind of thing. And then obviously being self-conscious and all that kind of stuff really broke away from that really instinctive drive just to explore that. And so, yeah, it got repressed for a long time. But at the same time, I managed to kind of make that just about livable by masturbating a lot, like a lot, a lot. And especially when I got Wi-Fi in my room, a lot, a lot. And just that was fantastic. And so, yeah, I just steadily kept masturbating, and I kept kind of just like finding my physical boundaries and stuff. And it's only been recently that I've been in this more positive, or like this more exciting sexual relationship, that I've realized I can take it past that point even. And I think that's just, as soon as you know that there's somebody else who's just as turned on as you, it just, you lose absolute, because even if you're enjoying it and you're by yourself, like I think when you have somebody else who's on board for it, you just suddenly feel so alive. It's not just kind of, it's like it's really happening because there's somebody else there bearing witness to it. And it just, it means that I end up going absolutely nuts in a way that I couldn't by myself. Even if I had like the best vibrator imaginable, it would all be over very quickly and as, you know, move on to the next thing. So, yeah. Well, I masturbate a lot, and I think actually, I haven't made the commitment of buying a toy or anything. I don't have a vibrator just because I find that I can get to enough of a place with my hands that it just seems like a necessary investment. Although, admittedly, when I'm at home, there is an electric toothbrush which is tucked away in my room, which I think at a certain point when I was kind of like, I wonder what that would feel like. And that's a terrific shortcut, but I actually enjoy really working up to it with my hands and just having like the whole like real tactile thing. And yeah, I'm really, a lot of the time I've grown up, like I went to boarding school and I was sharing houses with people, like pretty much from as early as 8 I've been living with people other than my family or whatever. And so it's meant it's always been very much behind closed doors and this kind of thing, and it means that I'm kind of a really heightened sort of awareness of good points to kind of nick away and steal a moment. But I think now, just because I've got like a different friendship group who are, again, they're really open-minded and that kind of thing, it's really awesome. It's meant that I don't really feel like I have to pretend I'm doing anything else. I can just be like, no, put a sock on the door or whatever, I'm just masturbating, okay? And so generally speaking though, I really like having my head up against a hard surface when I masturbate, just because when I do orgasm, I have pretty strong orgasms, the final one, like, because it kind of builds up in waves. And then usually I just like, my head just like, it's like one of those nodding dogs, like all over the place. And I just really like to feel some kind of something pushing against that, just so that it kind of like almost constrains me that it, I don't know, it's almost like I end up pushing back harder because I'm almost trying to break past that. And I don't know, I think the only other kind of technique I've managed to include, which I get a lot out of, is actually masturbating on top of an exercise ball, which sounds a bit nuts, but it's a similar thing to like having something to push against, but this is just to actually have it so I can really arch my back around. And I find that when I do that, I kind of, I like to be pretty hard with myself. Like, I know some people don't like touching their clitoris directly, but I'm just straight there with that, and you know, just kind of, I'm not even, I don't know, it's weird, just because I don't mind having completely hard direct contact with my clitoris, I don't even have that much penetration or just even, you know, slipping my fingers into that. It's just kind of, I just concentrate on that, and before you know it, like, it starts happening, so, like, clockwork. I think I'm just, like, wired for it or something. I mean, I don't know, like, honestly, I come really easily. For example, like, if I'm with the right person and I'm turned on enough, like, just them, like, groping me and like, you know, just, like, teasing my nipples and sucking my nipples can make me come a little bit, but, like, in terms of, like, the absolute earth-shattering, mind-boggling orgasms, that usually is kind of through clit stimulation, but that's probably because that's what I'm most used to. And yeah, I think I'm reprogramming my sexual appetite at the minute, which is really exciting. So I'm finding other things unexpectedly kind of can lead to that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of really pushing it to that point where, like, I squirt to the point where I don't even know where it's coming from, that's usually, like, clitoris, pure and simple.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.